we have the Hemshech of the Yaakov and Esav, going from the Brachas to the Inyanim of Lavan. L'chura, it's a Dovah Pashit that Yaakov Avinu, who's known as the Mud of Emes, Titan Emes Yaakov, is going to a Lavan who's called Lavan Arami, and he's going from Esav, who's Sheker, to Lavan, who's an Arami. The Melad Lavan seems to us, from the Psukim at least, that his Inyan is Ramos. But Sachakol Yaakov Avinu in Esav, it doesn't seem as if Esav is the Ramai. If anything, Yaakov seems more the Ramai. Chazal say that Esav is Meloshen Shav, Ru'u Shav Shavarasi. But Becholoifin, it's hard to understand the transition in Yaakov Avinu's Midas Emes. So, like it says, the Nisyonis are all Nisyonis that are Hefech, like Avram with Yira. But where is the Kvius of Emes by Yaakov? More than that, Emes seems to us not a fundamental Midah. Chesed is a fundamental Midah. Yitzchak's Midah of Gvura, which is the Sheirish of keeping Loisaseis, let's say it in a very simple level, self-discipline and the restraint, is a very fundamental Midah. Sheker is just another prat. In other words, you're not allowed to... When somebody cheats somebody else, so the fact that he lied is not really the problem. It seems to us the problem is that you stole money. You can steal money by physically taking it, you can steal money by fooling somebody, you know. But the fact that the person lied, it's a tool for telling, for stealing, or getting somebody into a situation. But the lie itself is not a fundamental midah that you would equate with chesed or with anava or with anything like that. It seems to be only a sifkot or something else. If a person goes around telling people that he caught a big fish, the classical lie, so he's not, it's harmless. So it's not so good. It's childish. It's silly. But we're not talking about a midah that's in the sheirish of a nefesh like the other midas. The Rabbeinu Yonah calls the midah of emes miyisoidei nefesh. So we go and Seichel says that when you're progressing with the avos, the midah of Yaakov is going to be a very sheirish midah, and we're trying to understand how midas emes has that content of being a sheirish. Yaakov Avinu, when he went in to get the brachas, so it says, the Zoya says, is Meirich a lot on it, on the Yidah brachas, and the Zoya says that he was mispalo. The capital, Hashem Atzilo Nafshi, Shira Mailos, one of the Shira Mailos, Hashem Atzilo Nafshi Misfas Shekem Loshem Mia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save me from Sfas Shekem Loshem Mia. Dohu, the Sadezea says, this is referring to Darga, the Esav Shaibe. This was Esav's Darga, and Yaakov was saying this. Kidein Omer, Al Hashem Batzarosali Karosi Veyaneni. Yaakov said, Shir Sado Beshaita de Omele Avui Kshona Vemoshech Bni. When Yaakov said this, tefillah, the Shira, as his father Yitzhak told him, approach me. So this was a critical moment of decision. So he was mispal Hashem batzarasa li karasi ve'aneni, that this is my tzara. And then it says Hashem atzilo nafshi misfas shekem loshem remia. So l'chura, if we were teaching this pasuk on this event, which definitely seems to be appropriate, we would say that his father shouldn't catch him that he's lying. He says no. Dohu darga the ace of Shaibe. It's ace of Madrega, the Ius Fascheker. Sfascheker? What is this Fascheker? Beshaito the Aisi Hahu Chavia Levatin al Alma. When the Nochash brought Klolus on the world, over Hakimu Vakimu Aisi Levatin, it came about through a Mirma, the Slatya Alma, that the world became cursed. So basically, he was saying that Yaakov Avinu is coming to counter Esav, whose midah is Fasek and Losh of Mia, which is the midah of the Ace of the Nachash when he brought Klolos on the world. And the obvious is, and I think in the Hemshel Hazer it's like that, that the brachas that Yaakov brought are hefach of the Klolos. I mean, it's poshut that it's hefach of the Klolos. The Klolos were all Bezeas HaPech HaTech HaLechem and Koytze Dadat HaTzmiach, and he says Vitoch HaLakim Mital HaShmayim Shmanei Oretz and the Roiv Dogim Besirosh and the Yavducha Mecha, so all of them are Zelum HaZeh. But it's strange that Yaakov Avinu is being mispalel when he's the one in the Pshutosh Mikra, he's the one that's coming and trying to take away the brachas with different mirmas and so on, and he's in his spal, the tefillah is so that the tefillah is batzarosali, that I'm in danger, do something so that Yitzchak doesn't catch me. But in the etzim inyan, where the person is going and doing something b'mirma, justified mirma, still he's saying it, he's being mispalel that I help me get things away from Sfas Shek and Lashon Remiah, which is Esav. And the sheirish of Esav being a Sfas Shek and Lashon Remiah is the yesod of the klolos of the Nachash in the world. That is the teichn of it, and it's mafli to us what that means. The Tanchuma says that Yaakov over here was afraid. The Tanchuma starts Yaldeinu Rabbeinu. If somebody is hoyeg sa nefesh, where does he go to? So he goes to our miklat. Then the Tanchuma says Yaakov Avinu was running away. He was scared of killing or being killed. Not clear in the lashon of the Tanchuma. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that he's in a big tzara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is galov in a cholim. So the whole Tanchuma doesn't stick together. If, first of all, what does this have to do with killing a nefesh b'shoigig? Secondly, if that's the problem, that he's going to be killed, what's the nechama HaKadosh Baruch Hu nigalov b'chaloim? So maybe it means the content of the chaloim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, I'll be with you and I'll protect you and save you. But the sharpness of the lashon of the Tanchuma is that the etzem gilui is what was going for him. And that's hard to understand. One more nekuda, it says that Yaakov's midah is emes, titan emes the Yaakov. It also says an innumerable amount of times that Yaakov's midah is Torah. Torah is connected Yaakov. I think the Zohar says Yaakov's Milgab, Moshe's Milgab, that Moshe Rabbeinu as the Noisna Torah is a hemshech of Yaakov Avinu's midah. Yaakov is seen widely as being connected to Amud of Torah, the world's connected to Torah, Avod Gmos Chasodim, Avram is Gmos Chasodim, Avod is Yitzchok, who was called Kolei Karbim, Yaakov is Torah. And it's hard, I mean, Torah is Emes, and it's true that Torah is Emes, but the midah of Emes betoyras a midah, and Yaakov and Torah, in what sense, the fact that it's all true wouldn't in itself tell me that there's a midas ha-emes. B'chalal, the whole midah of midas ha-emes implies, for instance, in Mominus, we have Geneva, it's that's taking money, it's not yours. We have Chesed, which is the opposite, let's say giving money that's yours. And then we have just being a good Jew. And not, you know, not taking what's not yours, and even if you don't give to somebody else, this is a neutral ground. I mean, is emes the word? Is there some quality to it that's positive, or just means he doesn't say lies? When I tell you about somebody, you should know, he never ever steals. I mean, is that really a big shevach on the person? In a society where most people steal a little bit, so that's a shevach, but there's certainly not a shevach be'etzim. So when I say a person doesn't lie, is emes have a quality more than not lying? Midas Yaakov is midas emes, and that's Torah. The Torah is all true. It's non-fiction. Torah is completely non-fiction. Is that a mila? What's the... So let's take two chazal, and also the chazal that describe midas emes, and they are shver in their own right. It says in the beginning in the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Emor, It says Reptanchu Bachaniloi Pasach. It says Imrish Hashem Amoris Tahiris. Imrish Hashem Amoris Tahiris. In fact, so Chazal asks Imrish Basa Vedom Ein Amoris Tahiris. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words are pure? So Chazal say when a king comes to a country, to a state, everybody comes out and they praise him and he likes it and he says, you know, tomorrow I'm going to build for you bathhouses and all sorts of recreational facilities. I'll get you an aqueduct for water. He goes to sleep, the king, and he doesn't wake up. So where's he? Where's his promises? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Vashem Elokim Emes. And Lomo Hu Emes says Elokim Chayim U'Melech Olam. So, I mean, Chazal could have picked a case of a politician that lies. It's not a far-fetched muscle that the king left the next morning, made the same promises in the next province, and forgot about them by the time he got to the third province, made the same promises. If you're looking for where to find Melech Basam to be a shakran, we don't need to kill him to make him a shakran. I mean, it's plenty of shkarim without that. And the case we do give, we wouldn't call a person like that a shakran. A person that sincerely was halachically, if you swear a shvur and you're an oinis, you forgot that you're not even chayav a karban. It says ha'adam b'shvur, that a person his cognizance of the events is what counts. And if the person really his real recollection was A, and he swore like that, it does not have a din halachli of shvur sheker. And the halacha is that he does not need to bring even a karban. So a king was maftiach, and obviously he meant to be mekayimit. And now he's going to he's really going to do it, and he dies. Where's the problem? And Chazal say that this is Vashem Elokim Emes. A second Chazal about Emes, which is very striking, it says that when Shaul came to the Balas Ov to bring down Shmuel and to ask him what's going to be, so he brought down Shmuel, and Shmuel was very upset, and Shaul asked him what's going to be. And Shmuel told Shaul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away your malchus, you're going to be killed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away your malchus and give it to your enemy. So Shaul said, you told me when you were alive that he's going to give the malchus l're'echa toiv, to your good friend. And now you're telling me to my enemy? And there's a play on the words orecha meaning enemy, re'echa meaning friends. So Shmuel told him today, he says, then I was an alma de shikra, now I'm an alma de kshayt. Then I was in a world of a sheker, so I told you that. And it says because he was scared, so therefore he had to tell him that he's going to give it to a friend that's better than him. Now I'm the world that's kshayt and I'm not scared. It's a dava mafli. Shmuel's a navi. The halacha is that if you catch a navi by one sheker, he's a navi sheker. I mean, we make a bracha every week on the Torah. Shabbach v'yim toyim v'rotza b'divreim ha'nemorim be'emes. So Shmuel tells him that this was alma de shikra and this is alma de kshayt. This world I can afford to say a lie, and the other world I can afford to say a lie, and this world I cannot afford to say a lie. It's a dove of mafli at night. So let's try to understand the teichen of it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, everything in the world carries a double metzias to itself. Everything is has a chelak alikai in it. Everything has a metzias of alikus in it. And everything's chitzonius carries its own metzias. For instance, a person appears to us as a bas of adam, as an animal, same genetic makeup as any balchai. content-wise, has something unusual. But even on personality level, he's an independent person with bechira. And down deep, there's a chelik al kai mimal that is not different than HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyocha ba'atzmoy. So you have layers of pnim and chutz, where the pnim is one thing, the chutz is different. Until the chet of Eitz Hadas, it was, if I can use a mashal, the Sabas Oizen, they have these machines or these things like a telephone and things like that are transparent, and you can see all the mechanism inside. It says that Adam didn't have clothing, he had kosnes oyer with an aleph, and one man Yama says it was like a tzipor, it was like a nail, a thumbnail that covered the body. The pshat that means it covers it, but it's totally transparent. So the Bria itself had its own mitzias, but you could see the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the way through. You could see the Dvar Lakim inside every being. That is the way in which the Bria started out. It had its own identity. It has to have its own identity. It's an Adam mitzaris mitzias. It's Adam el Elyon mitzaris teichin. The vayipach ba'apov, you can see from the outside in, and see the vayipach ba'apov. You could see the nishmas elokim in the person. That is the bria k'tikunoi. When the nachash came and tempted Chava from the Eitz Hadas, he separated the two. He said, "Listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you that Mois Thomas. Look with your own eyes and see if it doesn't look tempting." The Paris of the Eitz Hadas, being that was the Sheir Shevra and the Bria, had two layers. It had the Dvar Hashem of Mois Thomas B'yamacholcha Mimenu and Mois Thomas, and it had the Nechmad Leinayim, the Taiva, the apparent surah that it had. Now, the Nachash, so before the Nachash came, we understood it. This is the Chelak HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria to test us, to give us Bechira, and therefore it appears as such. Just like the Mashal, let's say somebody is trying to set up somebody else. He's trying to lure somebody into a trap. And the other person finds out about it. So he says, "Aha, I'm getting a call. Someone is asking me if I want some stolen watches for a very cheap price. I'm going to supposed to say yes, and then I'm going to be taped, and they'll catch me." So the person sees through it. It's what we would call the word transparent. I see through it from A to Z, and it doesn't tempt me. I know very well that it's not watches cheap. It's a jail sentence. That's all it is. So that's what Adam went around. The Nachash's koyach was that he was mechalik between the two. The Lashon Chazal's echad bepev echad belev means he created a split between the chitzonis and the pnimius. And I saw the chitzonis and did not see through to the pnimius. It took on its own identity. And listen, I'll be Kabbalah, it's very not good to eat from this tree because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said b'yamacholcha. But mitzad it's chitzonis, mitzad it's pshat, it's fakert, it's good and it's tasty and it's very fine. There was the b'meila. The klala on Adam was that the bria would stop being Adam's. Instead of the Adama being at the Adam's place to grow tvua, it took on its own identity. It was hard and tough to plow it. It didn't produce crops. You were struggling with an other. Zelumaseh, Adam separate himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of being the Hemshech and the Paris HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we separate. The Adam will separate himself from Adam. And it's not the pshat, whenever you feel like having breakfast, you put in a seed and it grows and there's a bread there. The Adam has its own mitzvahs, and you have to struggle against it to bring out what you want from it. So the Nitzir Lemedim, there's a tremendous oimik over here in Sheker and in Emes. It's not a question of what you say and if you say the truth and if you lie not again something. It's in the etzem tfisa of the Bria. That's what Chazal meant when they said that a melech, when he says something, we're not talking about somebody cheating or lying. That's already low down. That's not emes and sheker. We're talking about a melech who's kol yochel. When he says something, it says dvar melech shulten. A melech's diburim are metzias, but they're not a metzias. Since the melech himself is not a metzias, his diburim are aftacha, but they're not emes. They're not a metzias. Hashem Elokim Emes, and Chazal say, why is he Emes? Because is Elokim Chayim. Since he's the Atzmius of the Metzias, there is no gap between the Dibur and the Metzias. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is, that's its Metzias. That's what Chazal meant, that Melech Basav Adam is not Emes, it's not Amoris Tahiris. Tahar means something that's pure. When something is pure, you can see from the top to the bottom. It's all consistent. It's not consistent because the dibur is already not me. I can fulfill it, I cannot fulfill it. But when I say there will be water here, it's lacking in emes because its metzias is not absolute. That is what Chazal were metaging over there. The Melech Shmuel HaNavi told Shaul HaMelech the following. The emes in this world is a metzias. For instance, let's say I speak to somebody and I want to tell him not to walk into the street because it's dangerous. It's somebody who is a kid, he wanders off into the street and he's Chas v'Shalom in Sakana. And a child's mind is not toifis how big of a Sakana it is. So I will tell him many diburim, overstating. I will overstate how many people are killed and how easy it is Chas v'Shalom to get killed, so on and so forth. Because the emes is in the message. So if the kid doesn't walk in the street, well, then my message was emes. If I tell it to him the way it really is, and because of that, the kid, it's not only the pshat that I'm allowed to change it. Since this world is a world of sheker, so therefore the appearance and the content are not going to be the same. And when I say something, if I tell somebody something, it doesn't reach, the content doesn't get delivered unless the packaging is a lot bigger than the content. A person doesn't appreciate a gift unless it's fancy. So the fancy wrapping is really bringing out the emes. It could sometimes hide the emes. But I have to be able to say it in a certain way. Dibro Torah b'loshem le'adam. Torah itself had to say things b'loshem le'adam, because when we have to choose between the emes of teichen and the emes of chitzonius, I have to go to teichen, and b'meila the chitzonius gets somewhat frayed. Mutter l'shanes b'nei ha'sholem means that I can deliver the emes content in a way that the person can hear it. It's alma the shek, it's not the pshat. It happens. It's a bad or terrible world. It's a world that its chitzonius and its metzias is at odds, at least somewhat, with the teichin. And I'm allowed to and supposed to be mesiachas to the teichin and give it over in an oifen of alma de shikra. That was the avodah of Yaakov. The brachas belonged to him. And Yaakov had to, let's say it's a Shmuel, sorry, we're holding him to Shmuel. Shmuel told him, there's a halacha that if you're scared of somebody, pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to lie, you have to lie. So the nevuah, the words of that nevuah were words of this of Olam Hazeh. They were the language of Alma Reshikra. That was the way to get the Emes. So I had to tell you the Lashon that the Nevuah spoken was Lashon of Sheker. The Nevuah was Emes. The Lashon was Lashon of Sheker. Because Re'echa and Erecha, which one means enemy, one means friend, are the same word. In language, in the language of this world, this is what it comes. It says, today I'm in the Alma Rekshoit. There is no gap between the language and the Metzias. And B'meila, these Dvarim are come across in language of Almud Emes, and this is the language of Almud Emes. The Avodah of Yaakov and Esav, Yaakov's Midah of Emes is the Midah of trying to understand the Teichin versus the Pnim, and understanding that the Pnim has to be taken as the Emes. And the Teuchin has to be the surrounding. For instance, if these brachas are not by Esav unjustifiably, they have to come back to me. That's where the brachas have to go. And b'meila, I have to take the brachas and say it in the language anoichi. The gap between anoichi and Esav v'incha b'chayrecha is emes. Anoichi, I am the one that should be getting the brachas. The problem is not in me. The problem is in the world. The problem is that the brachas are went to the wrong place. So Yaakov, when he went in, his tefillah was he's undoing the sfas sheken lashon mia of the nachash. The nachash brought into the world the metzias that you could have one thing on the outside and nothing on the inside. Esav was ish tzayed. Capturing things, tzayed, is something that is done be'etzim b'remia. A trap looks like one thing, and it's a second thing be'etzim. Esav kept asking shailas about ketzim asas ha-melech and ketzim asas ha-tevin. It's not the pshat that he was stam lying. He was very frum. His frumkeit was all in the questions. It wasn't in the quest. It wasn't in the teichen. In the world of chutz, he was kol kuloi frum. And b'meila, Yaakov had to take the brachas away because the brachas in those hands are klolos. He is the sfas sheker lashon mia be'etzim. He's somebody where you can, just like a person who keeps all a novel b'shus ha'teira, is somebody that all his ma'isim is chitzonius, is kuloi quote unquote al piteira, and his teichin is kuloi nevala. So that's where the brachas were trapped. Hatzileinu misfas sheker lashon mia is teira has to be taken away from somebody who is kol kulei chutz and no teichen, because that's the biggest sheker. Somebody who's teifes teira as a series of chitzonistic acts, and you could be a novel while you're doing it. That's the biggest akmimis of teira. So in how does one say it in this world's lashonis? When in this world it's been nikva that Esav's bechor. That the Olam HaMaisa comes first, and whatever things look like on the outside is what they are. On that, I saw Gevaldik Gevart, it's Halacha Gevart. There's a Shaila in Gittin. There's a Shaila in Gittin, if a name that people call you, what name is appropriate for a get? Your father has a right to give you a name, you have a right to name yourself, but what about name that people call you? So, Alpidin, this is the din called Miskaria, a name by which you're known that other people called you is also an appropriate name. Somebody brings a raya from Esav. It says, Vayikru'u, Shmoy Esav. Esav wasn't called by his parents. He was called by people. People called him Esav because he was red, because he was a derisayer. They called him. So you see that a name is what people call you. In other words, the tfisa chitzainis of the Bria is Kaveh Yometzias. That's where Torah was trapped. In that language, Yaakov comes along and says, I am the Esav that should be getting, I'm the Bechor that should be getting the Torah, the Brachas. Let's understand it in terms of Torah and in terms of emes. We asked about Torah and being emes and so on. By the Eitz Hadas, for instance, let's say a person takes something to eat. The person takes milk. The milk is off. It's spoiled. So a person looks at it, a person smells it, and a person says, ugh, it's disgusting. And it is. It's unhealthy if it's spoiled. Most things that are spoiled, they taste off, and they smell off, they eventually look off. And the chushim, the chitzonis, the pnimius, go hand in hand. Let's say a person who's got, is diabetic, l'aleinu, and he has something that's very sweet, and very tasty, very good. There's a problem there, because his chushim chitzonim say this is great. His seichel and spimi says this is poison. That is the gap between the hearing the Torah and the hearing the pnim. Where Torah more than anything else is the understanding between emes and sheker. A person sees an isha, like by Shimshon, and he says ki yishorehi be'enai, and it's not. She's a goya. She's not a tzaikas. It's wrong. The enayim are seeing the enayim, and they're not seeing the teich. They're not seeing the teichin. It says that in Eicha, it's in alphabetical order most of the prakim, except for the ayin and pei that are reversed. It says mipnei sheikdimu piem leinehem. In other words, they wanted something first and they saw it second. What they wanted is what they saw. What they saw projected. The world, every single chayfetz has a chitzonistic mitzias to it. It says a person is not supposed to say yefshi lechol shrotzim, but he's supposed to say ma'esa kachbaros mitzaveh. So shrotzim and tarfis look good, they look appealing. Mitzad it's tzurich chitzonis, it's good and appealing. Mitzad it's toichin, it's mitamtim as a leif, it's bad, it's mishakets. So Torah in its toichin, in its real mitzias, is the hafchana in the world between the emes and the sheker. When the person walks around with a yardstick of Torah, a person is really gauging things as to whether or not, what is it? What is it really? And the Torah's perspective is the tfis of the thing as it is, rather than as it appears to be. So in Koiches HaNefesh, when we talk about emes and the mid of emes, we're not talking about just a person doesn't tell a lie and to gain something. We're talking about the person's tfisa in things. And his tfisa is something which is a tfisa of emes versus tfisa of sheker. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, somebody is loymit Torah lishma, nenim menu eitz of itoshia. So I once thought, now I've seen it in other places also. These are not things, dafka, that are extra things that Kadosh Baruch Hu sort of showers on you, extra gifts. Many times, a person's struggle what to do is not because the person doesn't know better, it's because the person has two inputs. He has the chitzonistic input and the pnimistic input. He has the input of the Alma de Shikra, which is chushim a part of, and it's tempting. A person wants to invest in something. And he has somebody else in Eitzah. So if you learn Torah Lishma, you've learned to look at things be'emes. To look at things, and the person says, it doesn't make any sense. But if a person is diluted, and part of his eyes are still caught up with he sees the millions of dollars that are coming out of it, then he does wrong. It's because his metzias is sheker. It's because his whole chutz is sheker that he makes that mistake. We speak a lot of times. You hear stories that an Adam Gadol looked at you, and you felt as if his eyes were boring straight through you. So we tend to look at it as kind of ruach hakodesh type of thing, as a you know, it's a, like a spooky thing, like an X-ray vision sort. It's stupid. That's not what it is. Tyrus Einayim means if this person never looked at things in with a Yeshua Beinayim, person never looked at the Chitzonius. He always went for the Pnimius of something. I didn't look to see if this person is attractive. I looked to see who is this person. What's the Tzuras Adam Sheboy? I didn't ask what's in it for me. I asked, what is this? Mahu. If that's my Metzius, so when I look at a person, I also see the Teichen Sheboy. It's not a big power, but if I look at things shekadik in my own self, if my inayim are always busy with the chitzenis of a thing and not the teichen of it, then same thing with the other person. It's a midah in a person. An ish emes means that the person's mitzias is kol kuloi shayach to alma de emes. It's shayach to the teichen of things and not the chitzenis of things. It's a tremendous lesson, I guess. It's a tremendous thing for Ben Torah. It's a whole new way of looking at avodah. When a person goes to avodah, so we speak of good and bad in terms of schar and olam hazeh and olam haba, and the long run, what's better for you, and so on. Those are all different ways of looking at the divide between the good and the bad, the Torah and the not Torah, and so on. And each one is definitely emes, and each one is a stimulus at some point in a person's life. A kid has one way of looking at things, an older person another way of looking at things, and so on. But the real tfisa that a Ben Torah should be looking for, the tfisa that hits it at the core, is the hevdel between emes and sheker. People don't, as people go on in life, they don't like to be lied to. Even makes no difference. Somebody came to somebody else, excused himself with a lie. It was a blatant lie. And he brought a picture to prove it also. And the person realized very soon afterwards, it made no difference. But you don't want to be in a world where people are putting pictures of Sheker in front of you. A person doesn't like it when he thinks something's going on and he realizes something else is going on. Because we don't like to live in the world of sheker. We don't like people that are insincere to us. Somebody tells us, don't worry, it's okay, it's great, you this, you that. And you feel that it's not, you're putting me in a world, in a fake world, and I don't want to be part of a fake world. You rebel against it because you begin to realize that the only mitzvah is emes, and everything else is. If somebody is flattering you, then it's meaningless. It means tomorrow he could say bad things because those things weren't true. A person doesn't like that. A person, as time goes on, it begins to gnaw at himself. How much is emes and how much is sheker? And the real teichen of Torah is that it's emes. It teaches you to size up things as they are. Mitzad etz teichen. Not what it looks like, but what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this piece of meat. It looks tempting, it smells tempting, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mois Thomas, b'yom acholchem menu. It's not. And in Arayas, the worst thing, for a person who's a Baal Nefesh, It's the Shmiras Einayim in its broadest sense, Shmiras Einayim, or indulging in any element of Arayas. Arayas is the most chitzoinistic of chelek of it. And when a person is nimshach to it, his whole being focuses on the most out. It is the worst sheker possible. His whole nefesh becomes caught up with the way something looks. And at its most external level, that's hashchas of pnim. Everything goes with it. You can't divide your personality. Whatever you put your mind and heart into is what you are. Torah is emes because it strikes at the heart of the metzias the way the Bo'ei Olam, who made the metzias, categorized it. And if a person learns, it puts a whole different. It's so much easier to say, a person is tempted by something. A person says, you know, it's a shell. There's nothing to it. There's not. It's not. It's not the emes. It's not what. That's not what it is. It's not what. It looks like one thing. It's something else. The bracha Yaakov Avinu is the final anchor of Klal Yisrael. The midah of Yaakov is emes. Chesed is a midah. Gvura is a midah. But the most cherished midah is really emes. And Yaakov Avinu was in situations where he had to go and he had to find the emes and get it on the terms of this world and still stay with emes. He tatek with the brachas and still stay with it. The Reb Tzadik says that the reason why Yaakov was afraid, what's the comparison to Hayyug b'Shegeg? He says just like somebody who's going to Golos and he was afraid that possibly he would be the reason why he's Chayev Shegeg Golos because he was a Shegeg. So very briefly, Reb Tzadik says that killing b'mezid is at least emes. I hate the person, I kill him, and that's that. Shegeg is, it looks like an accident, but somewhere along the line, I was trying to do something else. And Golos is the Oynish fit, where the person has no makum. And b'meila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, galah to a cholam, Reb Tzadik says, a cholam usually says, chalomas shav yedaberu. Yaakov's cholam was kule emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala to him that is kule emes. It says that Shabbos, la'alocha, we don't trust Amaratzim to tell us about Maisris, because Maisris, it was very tempting and they were nichshol. On Shabbos, you can ask an Amaratz and trust him. So it says, emes Shabbos alov. He's scared of Shabbos. Shabbos is good. So Reb Tzadik says that Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. The gilui of Shabbos is a gilui of something that is alma d'kshayt. There's some gilui of olam emes. When there's a gilui of olam emes, lies it pale. The midah connected which Shabbos specifically in so much that it's a gilui of alma de emes of seif pasik, it illuminates everything with an ur of emes. And Torah, which we're Isaac in, is definitely that. And a person should harness it and say to himself, understand himself, that what he's gaining for life is to be able to see things la'amitoi. Not to see things from outside in, but from inside out. That's the value things have. And if a person works on that, if a person learns, thinks about it, is conscious about it, learns to focus his eyes, in the broad sense of the word, in his perspective, then whenever a person comes across something that looks like one thing, he'll always be able to see the teichin, and rather than be fooled by the chutz and the klipa.